Welcome to the Mosaic of Marion, a weekly podcast hosted by Dr. Henry M. Meadows, Jr. and presented by Marion Baptist Church in Chatham, Virginia. It is our sincere hope that you'll join us each week as we explore what it means to be part of God's big picture through biblical discussions about the saving power of Jesus Christ and what it means for our lives each and every day, starting today.
I'm Ryan Glaces. What's up, my dad, Podcast Land?
What is that?
Or something about pumpkin land. I don't know. I'm assuming I'm the ruler of that land. I don't know. Old Pumpkin Eyes is back. No, I got a new nickname, by the way.
You do?
Yeah. Drew gave me a nickname.
Oh, no.
Bird Dog. That's a Bird Dog. That's it. And I was like, it kind of fits. You are what you eat, yeah. So I'm Bird Dog, I guess.
So, you guys know, hey, here. Welcome to the Mosaic of Marion. I'm Hank Meadows, lead pastor of Marion Baptist Church. I got my home slice over there with me. And then I got Bird Dog.
Apparently.
So here's the crazy thing. So I went fishing a few weeks ago with my little buddy, Rodney. And so we go by, stopped at Bojangles to get breakfast and Bennett Crowder too. And we see this thing that says Bird Dog. And I look at it and I'm like, that just looks disgusting. Chicken strip on a hot dog.
Yeah, it's chicken tender hot dog. Yeah.
Chicken tender hot dog. And so a day later, yeah. We come here to tape, and my man, old Pumpkin Eyes Bird Dog over there, he is raving about how good it is.
Raving.
Didn't know how empty my life was before I had that thing, let me tell you.
So, yeah, Bird Dog fits. So that might be, that might stick, old Bird Dog.
I had to get the tattoo of that one.
Yeah. Oh. So how are you?
Hey, we're good.
Man, so we're taping this on Thursday. We just finished up Revival, and might I just say, smooth vibe.
Yes.
Good gravy.
Phenomenal. It was amazing.
Yep.
Phenomenal. I've gotten a bunch of texts today throughout the week of just what a revival.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear, our plan is, just to give you a forward thank you thing, our plan is sometime between now and the 1st of July.
We don't want to be boxed in.
We don't want to box in any date. We're going to have Smooth, his brother Jared, and their dad Rick all here together to do about an hour long. We're going to split it up with the Goose of Grace. We're going to do part one, part two. So that's going to be something to look forward
and
to.
And I feel confident in saying that will be phenomenal as well.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. That'll be phenomenal. By the way, if you don't listen to Goose of Grace already, I do want to give a shout out. That's sort of our sister podcast, brotherly podcast. You got two dudes that do it. So maybe our brother podcast,
like weird cousin podcast. Yeah. I don't know. That's probably that closer.
It's really good. You ought to give them a listen if you don't.
When still gets, Bible study, just a little different flavor.
Yeah,
it is.
Indeed,
you know,
it's the Bird Dog of Bible study podcast. That's what it is.
I can say what I was.
Then it was probably correct.
Oh, no. Here he goes again.
Okay. You guys got to remind me off air.
Okay. All right.
To tell you what it is.
I was just getting ready to flag to cut this.
No.
All right. We're good.
We're good. All right. So we're in Romans chapter 3. Hmm. And we're going to continue on. Last week we dealt with verses 10, 11, and 12. Now we're going to just start. So Mona, why don't you start back there in verse 9? And read down through verse 20 again. But we're going to start today with verse 13.
All right. What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the fact that you didn't just put us here and say, I hope you figure things out. You give us direction. You give us instruction. And let us never forget what a privilege it is to have that from you. And let us treasure it. Let us hold tight to it. And just let us be reminded that this act of salvation isn't something that we brought about. It's something that you offered us because of who you are, not because we deserved it. And so, Heavenly Father, we just pray that this podcast would lift you up and share your truth with those who would hear it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, yeah. Amen. So last week we talked about the character of every person, and that is this. There's none good.
Right.
In and of ourselves. Now, if you would say, well, wait a minute, preacher. I'm good now. Well, it's because you have the Holy Spirit living mm-hmm. inside of you.
Yeah.
If you want to go that route.
Right.
But outside of Jesus and outside of the Holy Spirit and on your own, you're not good. I don't care how much money you give to charity. I don't care how many times you come to church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how good you are to your children, your spouse, your mom and dad, whatever. Isaiah says that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To which, at times, when I read that verse, I think my first thought is, wow. And then my second thought is, if that's my best and I know my worst.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's definitely
it's humbling. Yeah,
and there and by the way, there's nothing good enough I could do to ever change it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because some people think, well, my good's gonna outweigh my bad. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never. So we talked about your character, and there's none good. Today we really want to talk about your conduct. If we were to so as you read there 13-16 specifically, and in the verse 17 also. What jumps off the page at you?
All right, I'm stealing this one because I don't want Mona to take it. Like, I'm going to jump in because I want Mona to take it first. 13. I mean, what a way to... Their throat is an empty tomb. Mm-hmm. Is an open tomb, rather. First of all, what we read today, go and look. You're not going to find it on T-shirts and bumper stickers, all right? Like, it's... But... It goes into the idea in Scripture, points this out time and time again, that what you produce through your actions from your mouth reflects what's in the heart. And so that's why God cares about your conduct. It's not that you can ever earn something through your conduct. It's that it reveals what's inside your heart. And for so many of us, and I'm guilty of this as anybody else, so much of what you spend your time talking about is worthless mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so little of it, God's given us the ability to communicate this way, but yet we use so little of it to glorify him or to further the kingdom at all. We're just busy gossiping about Sally Sue and everything else. And so that one jumps out. It's such a vivid picture, and it applies so well, that picture of an open tomb, where what's in an open tomb? Death.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you producing out of just the mess that you talk about every day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Any thoughts?
Well, so I don't know where they are, but a couple of verses came to my mind as you were talking. And the first one is that death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And so especially if we are look at before Christ and after Christ, before Christ, there's really no way for us to give mm-hmm. life through mm-hmm. our words. But once we become believers and once we are walking with Christ, then that's what we ought to be doing.
And we're so flippant about it. It's just words, no big
deal. The old saying, sticks and stones will hit my bones, but words will never hurt, is so untrue.
Hit me with a rock any day. Right. Let me tell you.
Right, because those words.
Proverbs 18:20.
Yeah, I knew it was in Proverbs. So, and then the other one is that out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just exactly what you were saying, that, what is in our hearts dictates what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there's garbage in our hearts, then garbage is going to come out. And really those 13 and 14, both are all mm-hmm. about the our words and the venom, the curses, mm-hmm. the bitterness. And I think, I know that when I was subbing, working at the schools and being in that environment, that I had to work really hard to make sure that I wasn't falling into the, I don't want to say language because it wasn't necessarily bad language, but the ways that the teachers talked, mm-hmm. the ways that they talked about their kids and the ways that they talked about their classes and the mm-hmm. complaining about the administration. And, and so just to try in that sense to be different so that I wasn't talking the way that they were talking, because it would have been very easy to do that or to talk about other teachers or whatever.
But. And that's one of those areas where you and I should, we've both been in classrooms before, and it's a great example, and you can apply it anywhere, of we forget so often there's really two parties impacted when you go about this way of speaking, just, I mean, lack of a better term, garbage. Mm-hmm. And that is, like, especially with the kids, they hear more than you think.
Right.
And your words impact how they see themselves. And so to just constantly hear, oh, this kid, that's all they ever do, that's all they're ever going to be, that has an impact. But then also, what we tend to forget is by speaking those things, we're reinforcing them to ourselves. And so we begin to fall in this pattern, not just of like, oops, I fell into this, but like it becomes part of who you are. And it's like a virus in that way,
Yep. What are you looking up?
What you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Matthew 12.
Mm-hmm.
For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good. Evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. Listen to this. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak.
Mm. That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why it goes into, it says, and he shall have the book of life and the other books.
Yeah.
One of those books is the book, I believe, of careless words that you just sort of flippantly say.
Yeah.
And you guys have heard me preach this and say this. So often, man, we know that back in the day, the scribes took it so seriously, they didn't want to use a used pen to write the name of God, and they would get new pens and all that. Today, it's a curse word.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or if something happens, they're going to say, J.C.
Yeah. Yep.
Put that way, because I didn't really even want to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, mm-hmm. Can you not think of anything else?
Right.
Yeah.
Other than the name of when Jesus said, "Hallowed be thy name."
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't hallow it.
Right.
We make it of the evil one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Often. Mm-hmm. They use their tongues to deceive. Everything that you guys said, their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. And you guys have heard me say this before. I will be the first to admit, back in the day, my mouth wasn't real clean. Mm-hmm. It was real clean around my mom and dad and around my family. I mean, it was very clean.
I relate to that, yeah.
But outside of that, I mean, it was, I was like everybody else.
Yep.
And so now, though, we had this conversation yesterday, didn't we? People that use profanity, weren't you in that conversation I had with someone? And no, I know who it was. It wasn't you. When somebody starts using words like that, this person said, my first thought is you have a small vocabulary.
Yep, yep.
And that's what
sign
I think, too. I
heard
a sign of ignorance. You don't. Your vocabulary is so small, you can't
talk
to me in an adult way without. Mm-hmm. But we all know people that it's like that's all they know.
Right. Yep.
And let's just move past curse words. You know the people, like you said, that they're always talking about mm-hmm. somebody.
Yep.
They try to belittle someone else to make themselves look good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And words cut. I'm with you guys. I don't care what you say. Words cut, and they cut deep.
Mm-hmm.
And they hurt, and the thing is, they sting, and they last.
Right.
Yeah, if you break my arm, well, 6 weeks, I'm going to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me something that hurts my feelings, whatever. Man, it could be six years, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I remember stuff from when I was a kid. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I was teased at times unmercifully.
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth grade, I had to get glasses, and my mom swears it was my choice. I don't know why. I mean, if that's the case, Mom, why did you let me get those red glasses? I had orange hair.
You're the authority here. Why did you let me do this?
I had orange hair, and I got these horrific orangey red
Mama
glasses.
Ruth, I need to see a picture of this.
I'm like, wow, man.
That's great.
But yeah, I can remember being teased.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, man, how old are you in the fourth grade?
9, 10, somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay, so that was 44 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember being teased.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and to take it into the realm of the church, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, there's a lot that can divide a church. But if you boil it down, most of it starts with talk.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Somebody does something I don't like. I notice I keep to myself, don't go around, hey, did you see what? It kind of stops and starts there. Mm-hmm. It's not until I begin talking about it that it starts to divide the church as a whole at that point. You know,
and most of the time, yeah, following that path, what we don't like is just something that our preference
is. Oh, absolutely.
For.
Yeah.
There are times that people just are flat. They do something that shouldn't be done in church. There's wrong.
Yeah.
They're right. But a lot of times when we're going to talk about somebody, we talk about them because we don't prefer what
it's my preference
doing
or my pride. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I will argue to the death. 90% of all church arguments and fights come from preference.
Mm-hmm.
Not from doctrine.
Yeah.
Not from scripture, but your preference.
Yep.
I mean, we all know the joke, and it's a joke because it's true. There's how many fights are there about the color of the carpet?
Yep.
Because somebody's like, well, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You're only, and most time that person says that, they only come for 1 hour on a week. The person that's really got the feeling is there for Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, all throughout the week. What does it matter?
Probably
what you
don't
think?
Care. Yeah.
You probably don't give anything to it. No way.
Yeah. You can still walk on it. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. So just exactly like what you were saying. Here we are again in Proverbs, but Proverbs 26:20 and 20. I don't know how far are we, but it says, "For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisper, quarreling ceases. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife." And that's exactly what you're saying, you know, that it's possible to keep the fire going or to put it out. And it all is based on how we choose to use our words. And I would say, too, that we can also choose to give encouragement and uplifting.
Yes.
And that totally changes, can totally change how it goes also.
It's a shame that the Bible is so old that it can't be applied to me. Yeah. I tell you, it's really.
How about this verse? If you want to know that, this is in Ephesians, Paul's writing. This is just one of the places I found. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people say, well, I speak the truth. I'm Frank Oz. Well, you should speak it in love.
Right.
To speak it in just meanness is just as bad.
That's code for I like being a jerk.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. matter of fact, in the Bible, I can't turn to it right now, basically says only the fool says everything that comes into his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, speak the truth with his neighbor. We're members of one. And then you go to verse 29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for the building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And by the way, because I love that, I listen when you become a word nerd here, that phrase corrupting talk, it refers to rotten fruit or rotten fish. Now if you've ever smelled rotten fish, I mean rotten fruit's bad enough, rotten fish is just ungodly smell. And so I wrote down some of my notes that this comes from a corrupt heart. And so wouldn't it be crazy if every time you had a corrupting talk or you had an empty grave as a mouth or whatever, that's when your breath smelled bad?
It'd make it a lot easier to identify.
I mean, that would be crazy. Yeah. Every time your breath would say what's coming out of your heart.
Yes. I say that would be great until it's me that's doing it. Like, oh, that's horrible.
I mean, and I'm talking, you couldn't take a Tic Tac, you couldn't chew gum, you couldn't get rid of it until some good talk came out of your mouth.
Or you would see it as a green
smoke. Oh, yeah. That played into it. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Well, I hate to say it, some days at a church you'd walk in, just be green fog everywhere.
It would be a green film.
Don't need a fog machine. We got
it'll be a green film over everything where it's been so much of that talk.
Oh,
that's
man.
Crazy, man. I don't know why that came into my head. But I thought it would be cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Lord, are you listening?
Suggestion box.
You have not because you asked me.
Oh, my.
So, Mona, did anything stand out in that scripture for you? We never got, or was yours?
Well, no, I mean, I
the same
okay.
as yours.
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't sure if you were
being Dane.
No, I didn't know if she was elaborating or whether
more
there was
about
more.
The
yeah.
But Well,
wait a minute. To be a bird dog, buddy, you're missing.
I was trying to point. That didn't go well. All right.
So, because those verses can be divided up into those two things, our words and then our actions. And so, the verse 17, the way of peace they have not known. And so those who are just constantly doing things to bring strife, constantly doing things to bring enmity to those around them, and who are just always, there's just some people who are always looking to pick a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And not just with their words, not just with their words, but with the things that they do and whatnot.
Listen to this. Now the works, this is in Galatians 5. Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity,
mm-hmm.
strife,
yep.
jealousy,
yep.
fits of anger,
yep.
rivalry, dissensions, divisions, envy. Yeah. And then there's drunkenness and orgies. Of that list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 things, 10 mm-hmm. of them, really, you could argue, could come from the heart and the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that goes along with what I was just saying. I was going to save it for a final thought, but never mind. I'll jump in there. We just scratched the surface a little bit. The amount of scripture dedicated to warning against what you do with your tongue should point out the fact that it's important. You know?
We never even went to James chapter 2.
Right.
We didn't go to the Mount Everest of it.
Right.
James chapter 2 uh-huh. about the tongue.
Uh-huh.
But to me, just reading that, like mm-hmm. 10 of the 15 can be attributed right back to your mouth and your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's one of those things, it's one of the things we're most flippant about. Well, I just said whatever. No, that's just how I felt. I just, don't worry about it. I just threw it out.
It's an
offhand
comment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've learned through my time as a pastor, you better be careful. It's the offhand comments
mm-hmm.
that can get you right. more than mm-hmm. the ones when you're just talking with somebody. It's just right. a flippant one.
I was about to say, sometimes I'll listen to that more than any sermon you're preaching. Yeah.
And it's like, geez. Well, I remember you said this when you were doing whatever. And I'm like,
that makes one of us because I don't remember. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Or if you have to say, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
And perhaps that's something you shouldn't have said.
Well, and when you have to say, I'm just kidding, you probably were not until right. you didn't get the reaction
right.
you wanted.
Right.
This is not deep at all. I apologize. my lovely little 80-pound grandma, Florence Golden, I love her. She's a godly woman, but she did not believe in jokes. So my family, there's a place I got my sense of humor from, and it's my family. So we would get around Thanksgiving and joke. Every individual time she. Now, if you don't tell people you're joking, it's a sin because you're telling a fib. That didn't really happen. And I was just saying, when you guys say you're just kidding, I was like, Grandma, I love you. What jumped out while we've been talking about all this was verse 18, though. And I think we're getting to the point of why it is so dangerous. And we have to be warned. Because
we 18 today.
Did we do 18?
No, not today.
Shut that down quick. It's feeling really good about it. Like, here we go. Did you not read 18?
She read through 20, but we're only going to deal with the.
Well, now we're just all willy nilly with the format.
Well, how much time do we got?
Doesn't want to go there.
We got 5 minutes.
See, we don't have enough time to get into that because that's a different C.
You folks, just wait next week. I'm starting off strong. I'm ready to go.
Save that thought.
Write
it down.
Good luck
that.
With that.
Yeah.
No, I tell you what, let's just hit it real quick. Just give me the calls. That's the calls. So we've gone on to the calls. We'll do it.
So the reason that all this is dangerous is because what it points to the fact that you have no fear of God. And really what that is you said that how I feel, whatever I feel like saying, whatever, I've put myself in place of God in my life, so I've got the authority to say whatever I want to say.
So what is the fear of the Lord? I mean, you wanted to dive in here.
As Mona was saying,
there's a whole lot of stopping his heart.
No, because I struggle with this a lot. I kind of fall in between two different thoughts on it. So I've heard a lot in recent years. It's another word for respect. I think that's a partial picture. There is respect, but there's also legitimate fear because I understand his greatness, his authority, his power. And I've heard you compare it to kind of the respect you have for a father where, like, and I was the same way. My dad was military. He was a policeman. Like, I feared my dad because, like, I respected him, but I knew that our level of authority was not equal.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, he had the say. And so I kind of stay away from just respect because there is a fear there that should be there,
too.
Let
me take it one and the respect part. Yeah, I'm with you, but let me give you a third little play here. Let me peel the onion back. It also has the very basis and core of it is the love.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the love of the love. And so the fear of the Lord, you know, it's the beginning of knowledge. We're told in Proverbs and instruction and wisdom, all that. But it stems from this place of love that you fear to let him down. And love is, both those things are right.
Yeah, yeah.
To encompass them, and one is this idea that you love God so much, you don't want your character to be this way. You don't want your conduct to be that way.
Right.
You want to please him.
Right.
Like Paul writing in 2 Corinthians 5, he says, knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, which we see as awe and wonder and all those things. But when you put them all together in a bag, you stir it up and you pull it out, it's this thing called love.
Mm-hmm.
That encompasses all those
things. Yeah, yeah. Really.
What?
Well, you're
I was about to say, she is turning something over there.
You didn't even see her face, man. That hidden. What you got?
I don't know if it's applicable, so you need to... Yeah, no, it's not. See, it's not.
Well, what are your thoughts, though?
Well, I mean, it's all of that. And so, like you said, that's the cause for the conduct and the character that are mentioned in these verses. And of course, I got that from you. But but we definitely see that because, as you said earlier, someone who is a believer, someone who is walking by the Spirit, then... or maybe I should say you shouldn't. You ought not to be... what these other verses are, that when you do have the fear of the Lord, then you will be careful with your words and you will be careful with your conduct. And you then, although we're still not righteous in and of ourselves, but we can have righteousness from God.
There's better righteousness than we have.
Right.
I want my own. I want
Exactly. Right. And so, so just the fact that as we're reading this and evaluating where we ourselves fall, if we have that fear of the Lord, then these other verses should not describe us.
No.
And just like you were talking about the deeds of the flesh, and then is really then what the opposite of that is, what comes from the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit, and not walking by the flesh, but walking by the Spirit, and living, not living according to the flesh, but living according to the Spirit. And that's what we, how we ought to be living.
Yeah, well, that's how it's called. And we're going to get into all that sort of in a minute, not today. I mean, like next week, we're going to jump ahead. But yeah, so here's what I hope. All right. Final thoughts. Final big thoughts. Dan's laughing.
I'm going to wear thicker hats because the whole fruit thing, I was getting ready. I was like, okay, now I got my final thought. And then it came out. But really, you know, just anybody, you know, that struggles with this, first of all, you got to put it in context. You're not doing these things, and we hit on this early on. This isn't some way for you to earn salvation or earn it's a response. And so when you're trying to steer away from this and correct this kind of behavior, don't focus on the symptom alone. Make sure your relationship with God is correct, and then these things will start to improve. Rely on him to give you the strength, to give you the knowledge, and to grow that love for him so that it's not, well, I shouldn't, so I'm going to try to stop. No, it's, I love him so much that everything else becomes obedient to him as I draw closer to him.
Yeah.
So really you jumped ahead again, because that's verses 21 to 26.
I'm not getting invited here for next week's apparently. I'll have to edit in some spoiler alerts
here. We got down the road. I had to say it. I couldn't.
Mona teed it up. What else was I going to do?
Good grief. Dan apparently cheated.
I read the notes for a couple weeks ahead.
I don't know what I just said.
Well, I'm stopping and starting there, Mona.
I'll go back.
She just flipped her hair, y'all.
No, I didn't.
Did what you did with your neck.
I'll go back up to the beginning. We talked about it last week that these things that are said pertain to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just particular people. It's not just the people that are on the wrong side of the tracks or the people who, I mean, it's everybody, all, both Jews and Greeks. None is righteous, no one. And so it's just, it pertains to everybody. Why are you laughing at me now?
Something totally different. Yeah, so here's my big thought is we're all sinners.
Yep.
I'm going to tee it up for next week and coming out. We're all sinners. Every single one, and nobody gets there on their works. Mm. And we'll tell you more about that next episode.
That's right.
All right, let's pray, y'all. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, help us to know you, to receive you, to accept your free gift of salvation, Lord, and to repent as a result, because there's none good, no, not one. Mm-hmm. So God, move in our hearts. We do pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm Hank Meadows. I am lead pastor of Marion Baptist Church. I'm so glad I got my home slice with Miss Mona.
Hey.
We got old Pumpkin Eye Bird Dog over there.
Man of many names and few skills.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. You keep us afloat over here. Hey, God bless you guys. See you later.
Bye, y'all.
No habla inglés.